For a party which has ousted two of its own prime ministers in the past year, there was a remarkable veneer of camaraderie for the arrival of PM number three at party headquarters in London. Just 7 weeks after being beaten in the previous leadership contest, Rishi Sunak emerged unopposed as the Conservative Party's chosen one. He won't officially become prime minister until asked by King Charles in the coming days. So Sunak limited himself to a brief TV statement of acceptance.
The United Kingdom is a great country, but there is no doubt we face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together.
During the final hours of haggling and campaigning, the momentum of Sunak's campaign became unstoppable, more than half the parliamentary party declaring their support for him. In the end, only he reached the required threshold of 100 nominations from fellow Conservative MPs.
I can confirm that we have received one valid nomination.
Boris Johnson's decision to quit the leadership race on Sunday came as a surprise. That left just Penny Mordaunt and Sunak in the contest. She resisted intense pressure to do a deal with Sunak and fought, literally to the last minute, to get past the threshold. But just seconds before the deadline, she too withdrew. Rishi Sunak had won. Arriving here in Downing Street, Sunak faces a daunting list of immediate challenges. There's the double-digit inflation, the soaring interest rates, there's the grim state of the public finances, and a deeply wounded and divided party that he now leads. Not to mention the question marks as to whether the Conservative Party actually has a mandate to govern anymore.
Rishi Sunak was rejected by his own party membership only weeks ago. The people of this country now deserve us to go to the electorate to put our policies forward about how we're going to deal with this cost of living crisis that the Conservatives have put upon the British people and let them have a vote.
Scary how we've kind of turned a page and continued down the same track.
I'd like to see a Labour Prime Minister. Simple as that.
We just need to get this sorted. We're an embarrassment, really. If you look at all the other foreign press about us, we're a laughingstock.
During the summer leadership contest against Truss, Rishi Sunak predicted many of the UK's current economic difficulties. The economic landscape has turned even bleaker since then. The country now waits to hear what its new leader and his government plans to do about it. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Downing Street.